Controversy erupted on the Yale University campus in late January when the Yale Herald newspaper reported that the Pentagon Special Operations Command had recently awarded Charles Morgan, a professor of psychiatry at Yale's medical school, a $1.8 million grant to teach interviewing methods to U.S. Army Green Berets using New Haven's local immigrant population as volunteer-paid test subjects. The objective of the Center for Excellence for Operational Neuroscience that Morgan hoped to direct is to improve the quality of military intelligence that will be applied by the Pentagon in the field and in combat zones around the world. Yale students, faculty, community, and immigrants' rights groups quickly mobilized opposition to the military research project, objecting to the militarization of the Yale campus and what they viewed as ethically suspect interrogation training that would target local immigrants. By February 22nd, a student online petition against the training center had garnered more than 650 signatures with planned protests. But as opposition surfaced, the Department of Defense retracted an earlier statement that confirmed it was providing Yale funds for the center, declaring that the Pentagon has not and will not provide Yale funds to establish Morgan's research project. Robert J. Alpern, Dean of Yale Medical School, issued a press release stating, "We are not moving forward on any such center until we have fully investigated all these issues." Your reporter spoke with Chris Hebdon, a doctoral student in anthropology at Yale, who discusses the current status of the research center and why student, faculty, and community groups came together to challenge the ethics of military research on campus.
There were some of us who were interested in organizing discussions about drone bombings, and we were in touch with each other, and I got involved by talking with a student in the French department and an undergraduate in Yale College who wrote an op-ed in the Daily News and tried to connect with immigrant activists in New Haven to rally around this issue.
I'll just quote from a statement released by Yale School of Medicine Dean Robert Alpern that was published last week. "Members of the Yale and New Haven communities have raised concerns about a possible Center for Operational Neuroscience that was reported in the press. In light of the issues raised, we are not moving forward on any such center until we have fully investigated all these issues." Now, until we have fully investigated all these issues sounds like this program may very well be still alive and well.
Yeah, there was a lot of ambiguity in what the university said and also what the military said. The short history of it is that when we wrote to the Pentagon, they confirmed that such a grant was initiated and so forth. And we talked to the university, and they said that this research was under review and that it was going to be, you know, held according to all the strict standards of Yale's research protocols. But within 24 hours, we heard from the military that no grant had ever been given and that no grant would be given. And 24 hours later, we heard again from the military that this grant was denied in 2012, a year ago. And Yale, yes, has said that no such thing will proceed until a proper, you know, investigation of it or review has been done, but they certainly haven't been clear. I think what's really important, though, is that even if this program doesn't proceed at Yale, who's to say it's not going to take place at another university that is more broke or needs the money? So I think that's the reason to keep up discussion and get some open debate at Yale, also at other universities and with the wider New Haven community.
Chris, it's certainly true that there are many military-funded research projects on the Yale campus itself and across the country. What do you know about other military-funded experiments and research going on that may be below the radar and, you know, as objectionable as this one? Or is there some kind of policy on campus that would enable students, the faculty, and the New Haven community at large to gain some transparency into these programs to better know what's being done on the campus?
There's no formal procedures. So if a biologist submits something for National Science Foundation, once a proposal is approved, it becomes public. Same thing for NIH, for example, publicly funded research. DOD is also publicly funded, but it is not made available, even after it's approved. So under the radar is exactly the right statement. This is something that apparently we wouldn't have known about. I mean, this operational special ops center was slated to open in just a month or two, and we hadn't heard anything about it. And the issue of militarization in universities, but also issues of militarization in the United States, are general. It's not just at Yale. So you have CIA-funded centers for intelligence studies and national security studies. You see this at places like University of Maryland, University of Washington, lots of other schools. And these types of programs highlight the problems with the difference of priorities between academic and foreign policy goals. So national security studies is not an academic field. It's a military objective and a political objective. And so I think that this is why we need a debate with the community, in the media, with professors and students who really bring this stuff out in the open. Yale has a long history of involvement with the military and continues right through to today. You know, we have Stanley McChrystal teaching classes here for the last couple of years in the Jackson Institute of Global Affairs. And this was also very controversial and highlights the problems with academia and military involvement, which is that his students were not allowed to take their notes out of class and talk about them. So there's secrecy. And that's very antithetical to the liberal arts university, but to open inquiry in any university. And we're hoping to get more people around the United States, and especially in New Haven, talking about these things.
That was Chris Hebdon, a doctoral student in anthropology at Yale University. Find more information and discussion on military research in academia on our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.